All right, everyone, welcome back to Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash, brought to you by Corona. We are at the Village in Dallas, and it's awesome. Oh, we are about an hour or so away from the Ticket Time Wasters, brought to you by Lifetime Windows and Siding. I see the stage. Everyone's getting all prepped and ready to go. But everyone's having a fantastic time here at Summer Bash in the pool. On this round table, joining me is Jake Kemp.
Donnie.
Gordon Keith.
Hello, America.
And Corby Davidson.
Hello, Donovan.
Let's get weird.
Hello, Donovan. Ladies?
Ladies indeed.
Ladies, how we doing? You, sir? Not a boy.
I would love to see one of you guys
just kick some ass?
No, not that. Sincerely have to go out and try to get a number from a female.
Less than 2 minutes.
Like, no, you wouldn't.
Because jeez,
you have
Corby.
You have no game whatsoever. Like, all the game is...
I've never had any game.
I haven't either, and that's the whole problem. I've never had it. From high school, where the girls will pat me on top of my head. Ooh, he's such a friend. Look at him. He's so tiny. Like, nothing. I had zero game, and I still have zero game.
90
fortunately,
seconds.
Fortunately, now, I don't need it.
Yeah, you do. Everybody needs a little game.
For what?
Yeah, for what?
Just in case.
In case what?
What if your old lady kicks the bucket?
Well, then I will
be... You need to get out there and date start right away. I mean...
Yeah.
I would.
You got to take someone to the funeral.
Taking a bow.
So whatever.
Would that be in bad taste if I had a date to the funeral? Like, first date. I ask someone out, and the first date is to my wife's funeral.
Jeez.
Is that bad taste?
Donnie, how can you think of such a
thing?
No.
That just really offends
me. Just asking. No. Hang on. I'll be right back. And you go up, and then you come back. It's like, you know, hey, you hungry?
Yeah.
Like, no?
What I'm ready to eat.
She fake cries.
What is a good time? Is there a timetable where you can pursue?
George used to make a rule that if he passed, that she couldn't date within, I think it was 2 years.
That's ridiculous.
He would haunt.
He threatened
it's
to
just
haunt.
An option.
I've always said that. Yeah, I don't care about the time. I'm dead. Who cares? Like, my rule was to at least try to get into the casket twice. After that, you can do whatever you want.
For one last ride?
Well, no. That was a long time ago.
Oh, no, Donnie.
Right,
I'm
just saying. Just to acknowledge the fact that I was a presence and that she's really sad. At least twice. After that, man, go kick it.
I'm telling you right now.
You can have him right there next to you if you want to. I don't care.
Who cares? You're dead. What does it matter? They can go date someone in an hour.
Yeah.
And you're not going to care.
No, what can you do about it?
Right. Right.
Oh, apparently.
That's my rule. 1 hour.
Donovan, didn't you actually see somebody try to take a wedding ring off of the deceased at a...
No. I saw a picture being taken, like the line to view the body being held up because it was one of the old school cameras where she was trying to frame it perfectly to get the dead body in the frame properly. I did see a marriage proposal at a funeral. That's what I saw.
Now, that's hot.
It was at the girl's grandmother's funeral. After they bury, they come back for the repast, and he clings, and he asked her without a ring to marry him at her grandmother's funeral.
It's kind of hot.
That's tacky, dude.
So
she said yes, and then that's when he went to go take the ring off.
Okay.
It's got a little bone saw, like, cut the finger off.
He brought a cup of water.
She ain't going to be using this anymore.
Tries to get it out of there.
That's the other thing.
Save a little money.
Why would you let someone, whoever it is, typically it would be a woman, why would you ever let them be buried with expensive jewelry when that's fresh money for you, yo?
You asked the limousine to go to the pawn shop?
Yeah.
On the way home?
Yeah, right.
How much can I get for
this? Duck off real quick.
Yeah. Hey, just stop the limo for a second. How much can I get for this?
I think it's pretty common for people to be buried in wedding rings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Wedding rings.
And that's why I think it's okay to kind of slide it off. Actually, no one should ever be buried. They should be cremated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because funeral homes and cemeteries are a complete waste of green space. What do you think of that?
All right.
Yeah, but aren't you fertilizing the ground with the dead bodies?
No, you're not, because they're in coffins.
I think that the coffins leak out, though.
Ooze?
Yeah, they don't preserve don't the body for that long.
Let's say ooze.
Well, are they airtight or not?
Not really, no. They blow their seal after all the anaerobic bacteria multiplies and then it explodes.
That's
due to
why
the pressure.
We all
are
should
you
be...
just making that up? You
no,
that
there's
out
something
of
good. I may not have all the details exactly right, but that is true. Like the human body liquefies pretty quickly.
That is true.
Within 10 minutes.
No, that's that part's
what?
Not.
No.
No.
Have you ever Well, that, I don't know if this is a community thing or not. I have no idea. But it's always almost like a ritual to walk up, no matter how the dead body looks in the casket, and you'll go, oh, she looks good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, she's bloated or whatever. But no,
meanwhile,
no,
she's got that face that looks like she's in one of the NASA simulators to simulate 7Gs. It's all
right, right.
Spilling
oh,
off the
she
side
looks
of her
good,
cheeks.
And then, you know. The dress and all that. It's a pretty big production, man.
That's why everyone should be cremated. There's no need to view a dead body. There's no need to bury anyone.
Can I write out Corby in your ashes right at the
yes.
burial?
Yes, you can. Get an urn, stick it up there, or throw the ashes wherever somebody wants them. But
can I smoke,
telling you right
can
now.
Can I smoke you like they smoke Tupac?
Yep. Biggest waste of money,
they
waste of space.
Tupac?
Yeah. Mix his ashes in with a little wacky tobacco and smoked them.
Jeez. Now, Big Funeral's going to tell you otherwise, but let me tell you something. I'm not in their pocket.
I've always known that about you.
Yeah.
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 You're in Big Crematorium's pocket.
Yeah, I am.
I want to be chummed.
Just chopped up
yeah.
and thrown in the Gulf Stream?
Great whites.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
But you have to have your children watch it.
Of course. I want them to
let me crying
the bucket
right.
as your Jake
you're
head on. Rolls off the transom of the boat.
Well, they chum the head.
No, they should leave that intact. So it looks like Ben Gardner's head in the
right.
hull of that boat.
Right. Jaws, did that resonate with you?
No. Resonate? No. I mean, I saw it, but I didn't remember a ton. I remember being scared.
Did you see it when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Not funny enough.
So we had on, I don't know if you guys heard this, we had on a boy.
I heard that. That was great.
Yes. How cool is that?
Yeah.
So there's a new movie, Gordon, called The Black Phone, and it's a horror movie. And it's supposedly has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's very well received. And Ethan Hawke plays this guy. I don't know if you've seen the trailer or not, but he plays this guy who apparently is a kidnapper of some sort. It's set in the 70s, so it automatically feels a lot creepier than it probably would if it was set in present day times. But he kidnaps this boy, and the movie is, I guess, about this kid trying to get out. The trailer looks so incredibly scary, and we were talking about it, how freaky it looked, and how I'm like, man, I don't even want to see it. It looks so scary. And I got an email from a guy the next day who said, hey, just want to let you know that boy, the actor, is from McKinney. I'm like, what? And so we ended up getting in touch with his parents and his peeps, and we had him on yesterday.
He was
How
great.
Old is he?
14?
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a really sharp kid, well beyond anything that is living in my house at that age or anything that I can remember being at 14.
Sure.
Like, he is super squared away.
And I know they're acting and all that, but you would think a movie like that would creep.
I know.
Creep you out.
But that's the hardest part about making one of those movies. How are you scared when you don't... There's nothing scary.
I know.
It's like he was saying Ethan Hawke plays the kidnapper, and he was like, he's the sweetest, nicest man in the world. And you're like, well, he's scary, though, and he wears masks, and it's awful, and it's just acting.
Well, it's just like how people have love scenes without getting romantically involved. That's always very odd to me.
That's difficult. That seems way more difficult. Like, if you're supposed to make out with, like, super hot Hollywood girl, it doesn't
right.
matter how long you've been.
Can we just leave?
In the game.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever get used to that? Like, oh, my God, this hot woman is all over me.
I will bet you that with all the people in the room while you're doing all that will probably calm everything down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel like, oh, man, this is great. I'm getting to make out with Jennifer Aniston, but with 35 other people in the room and people yelling, cut, do it again, you may get tired of it.
So do you think Billy Bob Thornton, when Halle Berry was on top of him screaming?
Jeez, man.
Make me feel good.
Do you know, have I told you that I watched that with my mom?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I didn't know. I didn't know that what was that movie was about and that scene was going to come around.
What are you doing?
It's terrible. Awful. Let me tell you.
What's the hottest sex scene you ever watched with your mom, Gordon?
Me?
Yeah. Like Bruce Gilbert watched Chasing Amy with his parents because he didn't know. He had
really
no idea that it was like rated R.
I've never seen
I watched
that.
Fargo with my dad, and there is the tandem
hotel,
love scene
right.
at the beginning of the movie, and
right.
he goes, all right, I'm done. And he walked out of the room. I was like, it's Fargo, though. It's good. You'll love it.
I think the only... I don't ever remember watching a movie with my mother, like any kind of movie.
What do you mean?
I don't remember ever watching
How?
A movie with her.
Man, I was the same way.
I mean, I guess maybe when we were little kids and we'd go see an animated Disney movie or something like that. But, I remember it was Mo' Better Blues. We went to the theater and watched Mo' Better Blues.
Was there
a sex scene?
Scene
in that?
Well, who,
yeah.
Who picked that movie out for you guys?
Me, I loved it.
Did you really? Okay.
Yeah, it was, I had seen it and loved it and told my mom, hey, we ought to go watch this.
It's like telling my mom to listen to Nirvana. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, we were the only white people in the theater,
That's
too.
That's a great flick.
It is an awesome movie.
Yeah.
I loved it. I was obsessed with that soundtrack, too. Great soundtrack. But, yeah, it's Denzel and Wesley Snipes. Dun, 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 dun.
Did she look at you and say,
oh, yeah. That's a great flick. I haven't seen that in a long time. I have to go revisit that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, it's watching party, you and me.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Get a group together and watch it.
All right.
Did she get up?
Soundtrack. What?
Did she get up, like during the
No, we watched the whole thing. Yeah, we watched it. It was a packed theater.
I'm not sure I've ever seen two people kiss on screen before with my mom in the room.
Ever?
I mean, I will leave.
Kiss?
Yeah. It's just too weird.